Hello?
Good evening. My
Hello?
name is Nelson and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president? U.S. Senate and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th. Here are the choices. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, not registered in a party?
Republican.
Thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Here are the choices. Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Probably will vote for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First person is Carolina MST, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Very unfavorable.
Next one, Leonard Spencer, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Thank you. Next one is Scott Boyd, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Thank you. Next one is Erin Huntley. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Never heard of.
Thank you. And last one, Kamala Harris, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate? Definitely, probably.
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate. Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate.
The Democratic candidate. Spencer.
Thank you. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, Democratic candidate? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate. Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate.
Spencer.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate? Definitely, probably.
Definitely.
Due to State Representative MST's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. Would you, will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate. Erin Hundley, the Republican candidate.
Hundley.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Erin Hundley, the Republican candidate? Definitely, probably.
Probably.
Thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate. Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate.
Spencer.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate? Definitely, probably.
Probably.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Usually vote Republican.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, postgraduate degree.
Postgraduate.
I'm sorry?
Postgraduate.
This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.